The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's pray. Let's just have a few scriptures to look at. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your love that never fails. Thank you for speaking expressly to us since the beginning of this program, life campaign, this convention. We are grateful for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, because what you have done will remain. Bless your people again. Take off me and bring blessing to your people, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. So the true and faithful witness is being, so much justice has been done to it. And our mommy did a lot of work last night and to say, wherever you are. And that's one of the things that usually triggers when I read how God led the church in the wilderness. See, He led them as with young. When He led them, He led the whole community and He was conscious of them that were with young. Those who were young, those who were pregnant, those who were the babies. We thank God because God has enough provision in the house for everyone. Hallelujah. So God is mindful of all of us. Hallelujah. God indeed is mindful. So in your mind, you'll be saying, if Jesus is the true and faithful witness, so where am I? You are part of that company. Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. You are part of that company. You are one of the things that describes you as, or in your connection to Jesus, is that the evidence of the gospel, what God has done, like I read in 2 Corinthians 1 that talked about the rejoicing, the testimony of our conscience, the way you have responded to God already, the way you have followed on already, your conversation already, even when you didn't know, when it didn't make so much sense, you just knew that there was something about this gospel. But first, it projected our Lord Jesus. First, it was not just about just principles that we want to use to function. It was committed to the person of our Lord Jesus. And so, the learning, the relationship, the understanding became pivotal and sustainable because it was linked up with a person. And so the experiences that God worked out became things that God has designed to make us enduring, as it were. So I'll just read just a scripture and try to wrap my thoughts. I said I'm just greeting. I'll read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God's dealer with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether I should continue, but I know the message is... So, first, the theology has so many stories as to who is the authorship of Hebrews, but that is not important to... The wisdom of God is evident. And he says, you are compassed with so great cloud of witnesses. Now, when you say the word witnesses has been showing up every now and then, so it means that the Lord Jesus is a prime superior witness, but there are other witnesses. They are built up of other witnesses. And the witnesses are witnesses because of some of the works that were done in them, which they responded to. Works that were done in them and how they responded to them made them a witness. And he was talking about Solomon and said the queen came to hear Solomon. And he said, a greater than Solomon is here. So at every point in time, there were provisions of knowledge. There were provisions of learning. There were different levels of allocation of knowledge. And the way people responded to these allocations and became an evidence that was written in their heavens, that was written in the system, in the ages, in the whole system, that became an evidence. The natural systems believe that even the natural world, the mountains, the systems, those who operate from a natural system, even those who operate in so-called metaphysical realm, believe that the natural realm has its own laws and evidences that they define. And so those are the things they respond to. But we, the root, the source of our evidence from which we draw strength is rooted in the person and the works that God has done. In Hebrews chapter 1, he was describing our Lord, the great King. Let me just read, even though he was talking about creation, but there's something to just see from there. He said from verse 10, he said, thou Lord in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vessel, you will fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. So, I'm saying that the stature of the Lord, even though you may look like what he was speaking about was creation and the fact that creation cannot endure compared to the fiber that made him. But it is not just only in relation to creation that we move away or that will be humbled or that will be folded away alone. It is the working that has been worked out in him that is standing as a witness that creation has to bow to. Hallelujah. So I'm just saying that there are different levels of witnesses. That even though our Lord and King, he is also going to witness to creation. And by that witness, it will show, what I'm saying, that creation will reveal the kind of person, what the make of our Lord. Because the creation will experience him. He said, as a vesture, you will fold them up. So he has such awesome powers. But the powers is not just a gifted power. They are workings that have made him true, that have made him endure. He said, thy years will not fail. You remain the same. It is the same character, that capacity that the Lord has given, has worked in our Lord. That is why, by the Lord himself, the laws of God have been written in him, our high priest. And he has the laws of God, which are like a time clock to close the age. But he said, I will not close it just by my own timing. I want you to partake of it. You are critical to it. So I want you to partake of my true and faithful nature. Receive of me. Then you together with me become an evidence that the elements will submit to. Hallelujah. So what God is calling us to is a world. Our world has not fully appeared. But as we seek to understand our high priest, we understand the potency of that world. We understand that the church stands in a pivotal place by which all other evidences that stand in time and in creation will be dwarfed, will be submitted to the authority of him. He said, thy years shall remain. Thou art the same. Thy years shall not fail. They will be changed. Systems, structures, conversations will be changed. But thou art the same. Our king is the same. The faithful king is the same. And he's calling us in verse 12 with that understanding. You know, sometimes when we look about, when he's talking about chapter 12, a cloud of witnesses is just a reminder that you should stay away from sin, cast away the weight. It's more than just that reminder. It's more than that reminder. The works of God witness through creation, witness through different levels and allocations of God's grace through the ages. And Jesus represents the fullness of that work. And so, as we submit to him, as we submit to him in readiness of heart, in true heart, what God wants us to do is that we will, together with him, form a force that will become a time clock for the age to wind up. For the strength, the fiber of the world that tries to stand against the evidence of the gospel to be dwarfed in the name of Jesus. And it's in the basis of that, he's calling us to look unto Jesus. Go through this moment. As you, from here, from tomorrow, you'll be going to your various destinations, locations. Have that understanding that this being, he is a standard. He's a standard bearer. And so you need to keep looking unto him. You need to keep beholding him. Don't get discouraged. Say, consider him that endured contradictions. Contradictions abound. Mommy was talking about being a fighter. Our calling is to fight. Our Lord Jesus fought. He fought his own contradictions. Are we going to fight our contradictions? He said he will fold them up as a vesture. The natural is like a cloth. A vesture is a cloth. He will fold it up. He's not folding up only by the end of age alone. His substance, the make, the resolve, the commitment, the working that God has worked in him, contradicts and stands tall. It becomes an evidence that God will use to fold up every system of unbelief, of ignorance, of that tries to rear up his head against the purposes of God in our time. Hallelujah. And God is saying, consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your mind. What God is calling us to is that as we look to this high priest, we will move away from fainting. We move away from weariness. We move away from our fears. And in the midst of all of that, we will not be overwhelmed. We will not come to a place where we will qualify our striving to the point that we are intimidated by what and catalog our sacrifices to God. Sometimes what we are pushing to God is, God, you know how much I have done, what I have left. Like Elijah said, I am the only one that is standing up, and every other person is gone. That we'll be able to stand up, not just to catalog our experiences, our sacrifices, because we have not strived unto blood. We've not resisted to that point. We're striving against him, we've not resisted unto blood. So there is still a lot more to do. There's still a lot more commitment to show, because we have an example who endured contradiction, who did not faint. And he said, you don't have to faint in your heart. Can we trust God that we're a new generation? One of the things I see in my heart is that this gospel, what it will make of men, what this gospel will make. When he said the world, to whom the world was not worthy, it is a generation of men with a different fiber, soul strength. The fiber of their soul is different. And that working has begun. As long as you're under this provision already, this allocation, it has started. So no room to faint. No room to be overwhelmed by our contradictions. If they tell you the contradictions that these servants of God have gone through, but they choose to say, contradictions cannot stop me. Can we agree to God that we will not be stopped by contradictions? So that we truly can emerge as true and faithful witness. We are not yet there, right? But we have the high priest. He said we should look up to him. He is the author. He has set the curriculum so that we can be true and faithful. That program is in place. And he says, even when you have been chastened, when you listen to mommy's testimony yesterday, it's good to know when you have been chastened that you have been chastened. If you are not being chastened, they will tell you all manner of things. I remember so many years ago, I was a young man coming from school. Everybody thought the whole world is to dare to conquer. Everything was. And I did different. And of course, we who read engineering wanted to do work in the oil industry. I did ExxonMobil. They said my own, the 1-point-something marks below. I did another one. They did. I was just missing the opportunities. They say, mommy said near miss. One of my aunties now called me that this thing that is happening, let's go on. Anyway, I was living with them, so I now went. When I now went, they said, you should pray. And I said, And I said, every evil mark upon you. I just started looking at the mark. I said, I know God is involved with this thing that is happening. Which mark? Where did that mark come from? That was the last they saw me. I never went my aunt again. Sometimes the people out of concern, they thought they are. And I just thought, okay, wanted to go and pray. Let's go and pray. I didn't know what. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what am I trying to say is that we will need to, even though he slay me, I will follow, I will serve him. Can we just go through that? To be a witness, you need to have a resolve. You need to choose not to faint for you to be a witness. At some point, you have to be the one, it's your resolve that will be speaking. But the time will come that the capacity of your soul will grow above those things that are speaking, beyond even your mouth that is speaking, it will shut down all of that. If our Lord Jesus has grown to a point where he has that capacity to shut down all the systems of the world and he can fold them up, God will make us witnesses. And by that operation, he will shut down every system, every operation that is against God. It will become a testimony. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.